Good evening. I'm Ray McCann. For the last 50 minutes or so, I've been president of the Chartered Institute of Taxation. I'm delighted to chair this year's Chartered Tax Advisors Address. I'm even more delighted that we've got Nicky Morgan, MP, who will give the address shortly. And those of you who are regulars at this event will remember that last year, due to the general election getting in the way, our address had to be reconfigured, shall we say, at the very, very last minute. That was so successful that this year we decided to have both an address and we would maintain the panel idea. The address tonight is going to be audio recorded, but not visually recorded, and it will be available on the CIOT website at some point in the near future, I'd imagine within a few days. But as I say, it's not visual, so it's purely audio. Let me introduce the panel. I'll go to the left before I introduce Nicky. To my immediate left is Maya Verstater, who is an academic with a particular interest in business and sustainable investment and how public policy, business strategy and sustainability interact with each other. She's also a keen interest in tax, although she stressed that she wasn't a tax person. We're a broad church, so we've got plenty of room for Maya. She's published works on international avoidance and evasion, which is impressive for a non-tax person, and she's a visiting fellow at the Centre for Global Development. The list of organisations that Maya has worked with reads like a who's who and includes government departments in the UK, Denmark and Canada, UNICEF, the World Bank, the European Commission and large businesses all around the world and many others. Next to Maya is Heather Self, who I'm sure is very well known to everyone here. Heather is a tax partner with the accounting firm Blick Rothenberg, where she advises companies and entrepreneurs on a wide range of tax issues. Her career has included the Big Four, a FTSE 100 company, HMRC, a law firm, and she has seen tax from very, very many angles. She's a long-standing involvement with tax policy, and she first joined the Council of the Chartered Institute of Taxation, I believe, exactly 25 years ago today. She went on to chair the technical committee. She's represented the CIOT on the Confederation Fiscale Européenne, and she was a member of the CBI Tax Committee for many years. 3 years ago, Heather was one of the founders of the Women in Tax Network, which I love dearly, and she tells me that she's delighted with the composition of tonight's panel. A little secret about Heather, which is partially relevant to Nicky, but is Heather is the proud owner of a very large steam engine, which I think weighs about 100 tonnes, Heather?
A bit more than that.
Of course it does. The final panel member on the left is Stella Amos. Stella is an international tax partner with the professional services firm PwC, who at one time were daft enough to employ me, but we'll go no further than that. She's got responsibility for policy, regulation, media and reputation. She's part of PwC's UK tax leadership team and its international tax and treasury network. Stella has over 20 years' experience of international and cross-border tax issues, and has worked with many of PwC's global clients. To our speaker, Nicky Morgan, MP, who I'm certain needs no introduction to anyone here. Nicky has been the Conservative Party Member of Parliament for Loughborough, which is a little bit of the connection with Heather because the Great Central Railway is based in Loughborough, so perhaps Heather's steam engine will at one point chuff away happily there. And she's been an MP for that constituency since 2010. She's current chair of the Treasury Select Committee and was previously Secretary of State for Education and Minister for Women and Equalities until 2016. She also has something of a Treasury background, having previously in her parliamentary career been both an Economic Secretary and the Financial Secretary to the Treasury. Prior to her political career, Nicky qualified as a solicitor and practiced as a corporate lawyer, mainly on M&A transactions, and later was acting as an in-house counsel. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Morgan, MP.